USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Mike Pence breaking with the former President Donald Trump, speaking in Lake Buena Vista, Florida yesterday. Pence said Trump was wrong to publicly criticize him for not trying to overturn the election results.
I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president.
The Republican National Committee formally censuring two GOP House members, Wyoming's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, targeted for their membership on the House committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. They also voted to impeach now former President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
Thanks to a winter storm, Tennessee currently has the most lights still out, but plenty are still in the dark in New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. As far as flights are concerned, cancellations and delays have been piling up again into the thousands. The advice remains, check ahead before you go to the airport. Friday was National Wear Red Day, part of the American Heart Association's ongoing campaign to remind women that they are not just at higher risk than men for heart attacks, but in fact, heart attacks are the number one cause of death in women. Dr. Noelle Berry-Mers of Cedars-Sinai Hospital telling CBS News,
"We are doing this because of the rising cardiovascular death rates in women, particularly younger women under the age of 50, and particularly women of color. And this started before the pandemic, but it has been exacerbated by the pandemic."
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason: results.
I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is now fully approved for adult use by both the FDA and the CDC. A CDC advisory panel giving its okay yesterday, and the director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, gave her final stamp of approval just moments after that. The FDA had already greenlit the vaccine earlier in the week, Pfizer's COVID vaccine winning full approval in August. The CDC puts the number of fully vaccinated Americans now at over 210 million. One person was killed, four people injured in overnight shootings near the campus of Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. One student among those wounded. No word yet on any arrests, but police had been saying they were looking for as many as four suspects for the shootings at that bar not far from the campus. Valentine's Day is coming up, and experts are warning supply chain issues could put a damper on the holiday, as a perfect storm of bad weather and the global glass vase and flower shortage is hitting florists all over the nation as well as the world at the exact wrong time. And if you do not get these flowers, expect to pay more. Or I should say, if you do get the flowers, because they're going to cost a lot if you find them. Rising inflation also meaning the price of a dozen roses is up 22% from last year. Find us for free online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.